Blog Talk Radio.
Screen button or whatever, but for the people listening to this, you're here, you're live at PWA Pacific Wrestling Alliance. Don't forget, you can go to, you know what, we're waiting for Michael Parks to come on so I can get that exact website, but sitting directamente to my right, the man himself, who's been, real quick, Mason Perez, say hi, Mason.
Hello.
Now, real quick, before we get Mike on here, I was going to say my best worker, but how long, you've been working with me since you were 8, so 3 years, right? You've been working with me in the wrestling business?
About
4 years?
Since 2019.
Talk right into that mic right there.
Since 2019.
Oh, my goodness. So for the people listening on PWA, tell them what you do.
I do ring gear. I help out with the wrestlers. Chill out in the back. One of the best workers in the business.
Yes. And name some of the companies that you work for.
UWC, PWA, and Lucha Libre Alliance.
And you just did the last Lucha Libre Alliance show, didn't you? Did you
yes,
carry out
I
the
did.
Flag for Rudo Ram?
Yes. If you didn't see that, you bet wish you did.
And so okay. So as we're waiting for Michael Parks to come on, let me give him something since we're waiting for Michael Parks. This is what we're waiting for.
What?
As we wait for him to come on, big show coming up for the people listening to us. It's going to be Saturday, February 10th. It's
7 p.m.?
Yes. Doors open at 6. First match is at 7 p.m. Look, there's the man himself right there. Hold on, everybody.
Hello.
All right. Can you hear us, Michael Parks?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. There you are. We got the new board, so we wanted to play it out. But real quick, Mike, we already did the introductions that you're at Pacific Wrestling Alliance. I was going to give out the new website, but for the people listening to us live on Blog Talk Radio, can you give out that website?
Hey, hold on a minute, because I was just on Instagram watching Richard just put out a promo for the show, and I'm just like, oh yeah, okay, let's rock and roll. Exactly. My thoughts exactly. Hold on a minute. I will tell you right now, you could actually go to
Mike, you got us waiting for dead air, man. I should break your stuff. I should break your new equipment.
Hey, you know what? Go ahead. It didn't cost me much.
Because you know what I was going to say? Is it PWC.com or is it Pacific Wrestling Alliance.com?
You can go to Wix.com. And type it Wix.com and type in Pacific Wrestling Alliance.
Okay.
And you will find our website right then and there.
Okay, so Wix and then Pacific Wrestling Alliance.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Hey. A little applause for Michael Parks for that. But you know, I got Mason with me. We're here. He's gonna stay with me because we were supposed to go to XWW and work tonight. I was gonna work against Lestat in a hardcore death match or whatever, but it got canceled due to severe weather conditions. Yeah.
It stopped raining.
Yes. So since he's here with me, Michael is. What's the word I'm looking for? Expanding his horizons, and he bought a new machine and everything for the podcast so that we could take this podcast to another level. So we're doing this kind of like a test show today that we'll put out on Tuesday. But, you know, before you came on the air, we were talking a little bit about the big show coming up because we're actually in the home stretch. Okay, so if we can, Mike, can you give out the day, the time, the address and everything, and then we'll go over some of the matches.
February 10th. 2024, doors open at 6. And if you are VIP, doors will open up at 5:30. 12-125-12251 Carson Street in the city of Hawaiian Gardens, Metroflex Gym. Not hard to find if you come east on Carson Street. Once you hit Bloomfield, make the left. There's a Burger King. You will see Metroflex Gym sitting in the background in the parking structure, or shall I say, in the shopping center. So it's not hard to find. It's a wonderful, amazing gym that we are going to be doing our show from.
And if you you're late, if you happen to be coming late, this is what's going to happen to you.
Pretty much. Or you're going to get choked out. One of the two.
You know,
one of the two. I'm afraid. I'm scared that you got that machine now, Dan.
I know. You're going to. Way too many buttons.
There's too much stuff you can do. But
yeah,
it's going to be, for the first time, and this is only our third show, folks, for the first time in three shows, I have a feeling that we are getting ready to turn for the better, for the best. We're going to put on a show that people are going to come back to. And I felt this way since Fabi and I and Brittany. And those of you that will be at the show, you're going to see Brittany. She is one of the amazing parts of this company and has been putting this together. But we've done an amazing job at putting this together, doing this show, and putting together matches and guys that you've never seen before. First-time matches, which is what we wanted to do. We didn't want to bring you guys matches that you've already seen. We wanted to bring you guys matches that you've never seen before, and that's what we're doing. And this is going to be awesome.
Did you say we're going to see Brittany?
Yes.
Oh.
By all means, give her a round of applause like you just did, because other than you, Fabi, she's the one we talk about, and she's the one that I talk to all the time. I fight with when it comes to what needs to be done. She has a understanding of okay, I understand what you're thinking about. I'm thinking about right now. So she kind of, Brittany reels me back into reality when I'm thinking about, hey, we could do it. No, okay, we could do this. This is what we're going to do. And that's what she brings to the table, which is very vital, because, Fabi, you know, you and I, we could start talking about a whole lot of stuff when it comes to this business, what we would like to happen, what we would like to bring, as in shows. But she likes to bring us back to reality, which is what we need. So, folks, you'll see Brittany on February 10th, and you'll see why she's in the position that she's in, because February 10th, Fabi and I don't need to worry about what's going on the outside. We got to worry about what's going on in the back, and she's going to take care of everything else, and that's what we need. So, yeah.
What we talk about a lot is people see the finished product. They don't see, you know, yeah, behind the scenes and stuff like that, what it takes to get it going. But I got to tell you, man, the buzz has just grown and grown and grown. And with the big Lucha Libre Alliance show that we were at last week, it even brought it that much more, because, as you know, Vito and AJ got into it. So I want to get to that. But I would like to go match by match real quick so we can have a little preview. We'll get everybody's thoughts on the match, but I got to take a quick break to reset. Can you hang on real quick, Mike, and we'll come back and talk about the matches?
You know it.
Okay, hang on.
Sounds drive.
So once we get going and figure it out, we can put five more songs on there. So we'll be able to go. But real quick, for the people listening, you're at PWA, Pacific Wrestling Alliance. You're at Scoop Slam Radio with Michael Parks. Got special guest Mason Perez with us.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to talk a little bit about some of the matches coming up. Mike, give that date one more time for the people.
February 10th, 2024. Bell time, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. VIP. Be there at 5:30. By the way, it's not Mason, it's Pumpkin Spice.
Yes.
Why? It's Pumpkin Spice, man. Come on now. We know what Nate Dogg goes by.
But you know, we were talking before we went on the air, and you know, we added a big lucha match to open the show, which a lot of people had been asking for. So the first match, for the people who aren't aware yet, is going to be Maligno against Príncipe Perú. Now, real quick, I want to take it around the horn, Mike, if we can. We'll, of course, we'll start with you, then we'll go to Mason, because we just saw Maligno at Lucha Libre Alliance, and man, him and Hades took on Hector Canales and Legacy or whatever, which was quite a match. So I think Maligno's coming in to this match with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. What do you think?
Well, he has a lot to prove. Maligno does, because he knows what he did in that match against Hector and Legacy. He knows what he did that he did in order for them to keep those belts. So he has a whole lot to prove. Príncipe Perú, you got to show us something, brother.
Yeah.
You guys, this is the one thing that I have. That I like to try to instill in people. You're the first match, so you get to kick off how this show is going to be.
Right.
So, Príncipe Perú, you got to come out. Maligno, you two got to come out, and you guys got to set the tone for this show. That means go out there and set that place on fire. I don't care. I don't care who comes out on top.
Yeah.
As long as the people are happy, I don't care. Príncipe Perú, you need to come out. The last time you were in a PWA match, Rudo Ram kind of put it on you. And I know he's a nutcase, but you got something to prove, brother. And Maligno, so do you. So, you know, we're gonna see. This is going to be like a gladiator from old Rome. We're going to see who comes out on top on this one.
Well, speaking, you know, of behind the scenes, Mason was bringing the gear back for Lucha Libre Alliance, and Maligno and Hades were so shook up that Hades couldn't even find his mask. So to me, Mason, will take it to you. Príncipe Perú against Maligno is, I don't want to say it's like a big step up, but it's, you know, this show is going to be huge. And now Maligno's got a chip on his shoulder, and Príncipe Perú's trying to get to that next level. So give me your thoughts on that match. I honestly got to be honest, man. I think Maligno's got such a chip on his shoulder, he's going to really try to put it on Príncipe Perú. What do you think?
I think that's going to be an awesome match. They call me Booker Mace for a reason. So I'm one of the best bookers, better than Favi.
You think so?
Yeah.
And did you come up with that match, or how that match come about?
Show did.
Well, who do you think's going to take it?
I think, Maligno, he's actually the champ for Lucha Libre Alliance right now.
Tag champ.
Príncipe Perú, he is an awesome wrestler.
Yeah.
I like his gimmick.
Yeah. And he's like the Peruvian flag?
Yeah.
Who did he steal that from? I think he stole that from LuLaRam.
Yeah.
Because LuLaRam comes out with the flag. You even carry it for him, right?
I even carried it, too.
Yeah. So are you going to carry it for Príncipe Perú?
Yeah.
You are? Dude, Mike, remind me to call LuLaRam and let him know that Mason's crossing over to the Peruvian side. But like we're talking about, it's going to be a good opener. You know, that sets the tone or whatever for the whole show. But then now we start getting into the tournament. And it kicks off huge because it's going to be it's Tony Reyes and American Punk versus Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black. That, dude, just for that to be the second match that's going into the next one, it is huge. So we'll take it around the horn again, and we'll start with Mason this time. What do you think? And I'm going to be honest. Tony Reyes and American Punk, they've been to almost every promo that we put out, every live broadcast or whatever. So they seem big time. I have not heard one iota from Mikey O'Shea or Sean Black.
Yeah.
So I think those guys are motivated to put it on them. So give me your thoughts on that match.
They have paid the dues big time. And I think you see how big American Punk is. That dude could smoke almost everybody. He's big. He's wrestled Truth back in the day.
Yeah.
He's paid his due big time. He comes to he's motivated. He goes to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
And he goes to all the podcasts.
So you're going with them?
Because
Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black.
That's the
Urban Juggernauts.
Yeah, Urban Juggernauts. I used to watch them back in the day at OCCW days.
Yeah.
And they were a good tag team against Freddie Helmet.
They used to wrestle then, Freddie Helmet and
Cold-blooded in them?
That was some good matches back then. Yeah. So who are you going with?
I might have to take it with Tony and them.
And Mike, what do you think?
Tony has to do, hit him with one plancha.
Hit him with the plancha. He'll kill him. Go ahead, Mike. That's a heck of an opening match for a tag match.
It is, and I'm glad that we're going to have the ring reinforced.
Yes.
Because these are four big boys. And, I believe that Tony and American Punk, they have something they want to prove. They have one more, as they say, one more run left in them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm all for it. But Mikey O'Shea has rededicated himself to put the best Mikey O'Shea out there, which is scary because, you know, again, the first time I saw him was, younger. And I was like, oh, that's a bad cat right there. And now, you know, I just saw him a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. He's still scary.
Yeah.
But now it's more scary because his focus is back where it belongs to be, on the business. And so it's like, oh, snap. And I know Sean Black is already on point. So once the Juggernauts get back in there, and first one that takes a chop is gonna snap them back into reality, and we're in for a match. I cannot tell you, I won't predict the future. I won't. All I can tell you is reinforcements will be done to that ring because there's four big boys that are out there to try to prove a point. And a point will be made that first round of the tournament.
Dude, let me tell you something. If Tony Reyes hits Sean Black or Mikey O'Shea with a plancha from the third rope, you better rent a forklift. Because we ain't going to be able to get dude. It's going to be like this.
Well, hey. You know what? I'm all for it. Let's go.
I'm going to be honest, dude. Mason and I saw, Pumpkin Spice and I saw them wrestle each other at 3PW. And, dude, all bets are off. I mean, they went at it, you know, regardless if they're going to be tag partners down the line or whatever. So if they bring that intensity to that match, it's going to be knocked down, dragged out. So it's a toss-up for me, too, because Tony Reyes and American Punk feel like they got something to prove, and the proof is in the pudding. They've been coming to everything or whatever, so I think they're highly motivated. But the thing is, whoever wins that bout, they got to go against which is the next match for the tournament, is Vito and AJ Mana against Fletcher Fugaz and Kayam. So I talked to Kayam a couple of days ago. I had to take Rudo Ram to San Isidro, and he's, oh, tell Kayam this and that or whatever. So I called him, we're talking. And he says, hey, man, you know, nobody's giving us a chance in this match. They think AJ and Vito are going to run right over us. He goes, but, you know, Vito and I held the tag belts for Lucha Libre Alliance for a while. He goes, so there's nothing I don't know about Vito. You know what I mean? I know his weaknesses. I know whatever. He goes, and that's why I wanted back with Fletcher Fugaz, because when him and I were teaming, you know, I know him just as well. So a lot of people are counting us out for this, because that's what I thought. I have to do, you know, AJ and Vito, that's a tough team. And now they got heat because Vito went after AJ for the Lucha Libre Alliance belt. So Mike was there. Mike was at the show.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, bro, this might be a problem. But I was in the back. I was working for Kayam and Enigma. And I told him, hey, man, it was especially Vito. AJ couldn't find. I don't know if he went off some whatever, but he said, look, man, business is business. When it's a show like this, where it's the, you know, the PW World Cup and it's the, you know, the big event and stuff like that, business is business. We got to get together and put these teams away. So Kayam and Fletcher Fugaz have absolutely no chance or whatever. Like, all right, cool. So that's, you know, regardless of who wins that first match, they're going to have to go up either a super motivated Kayam and Fletcher Fugaz or the really highly unstoppable team of Vito and AJ Mana, who AJ Mana is the Lucha Libre Alliance World Champion. So the bottom line, Mike, which I think you'll agree, and I'll take this over to Funk and Spice after you, Mike, the fans are the ones that are going to be the winners because, I mean, regardless of who wins, that match is going to be huge, right?
Yeah, and
of course. Well, and it, you know, it goes – to me, you know, with Kayam and La Flecha Fugaz, we're talking pure lucha,
yeah,
which is scary because Vito wrestles lucha most of the time.
Yeah.
And AJ is starting to wrestle lucha, so he's getting an
acclimated
understanding of it.
Yeah, he's getting acclimated to the surroundings.
But even with that being said, you know, you still because of Kayam's finesse and agility mixed with La Flecha Fugaz's agility and power, they bring something different to the table. Now
right.
with Vito and AJ, that's just pure destruction. That's chaos just waiting to happen. That's like throwing like five Mentos in a Coke bottle and waiting to see what's gonna happen. Because you know those two together, either they can work, or they could be like oil and water, and we have a problem.
Right.
So, you know, it's just there's actually the funny thing is there's no more questions because we're 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks out, so there's no questions anymore. Now it's just about the answers to how they're gonna gel,
right,
how they're gonna work. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out, just like everybody else. We'll find out.
Dude, I'll take this over to Pumpkin Spice because, you know, both of us were at the show for 3PW with Sean Black and Mikey and American Punk was there, and Tony and all them, and AJ was in there for the in the cage with Diane. And I don't know what happened, but Diane got thrown out first, and when AJ got thrown out, Diane was still like kind of getting himself together, and AJ gave him a like jumped off the stairs and gave him a crossbody on the outside. So I don't know if they have heat or whatever, but remember he splashed him. So
yeah.
So give me your thoughts on that. Not only is that a indestructible tag team, but Diane, after AJ splashed him for no reason, he's got extra motivation too, right?
Yeah, Diane, that's kind of messed up, because I think Diane is even more motivated than he even was. Because of that.
Because you splashed him for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who are you going with?
For Diane
and
Vito?
Fletch against Vito and AJ.
I don't know, man. Vito getting to that promised land. You know, he's wrestled for AAA, The Crash.
Yeah.
TJ Perkins, Alexa.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
He's had a lot of good opponents. But,
let me ask you guys this.
Go ahead.
Is it getting to Vito's head because Vito is in the top 500 best wrestlers in the world? He's like, what, 302nd?
Yeah.
Best wrestler in the world. Now,
when he came out in the PWI top 500.
Exactly.
So that's huge.
And I used to follow that when I was a kid to see who was the best wrestler in the world. And to know that Vito is a part of that, does he hold – I don't have the answers for it, but he doesn't show it. But does he hold that against anybody that he wrestles against? Like, hey, I'm the 300 and whatever best wrestler in the world, and you don't belong in the ring with me.
Yeah, that's a good.
I don't know if that's his philosophy or if he's humble. What do you guys think?
I think that I don't think he's going to take it to as I'm better than these guys because I'm so much.
Yeah.
I think he feels like he's on a roll and that he's got so much more to prove. He's got game. That's game. He's got game, so he's like this. But regardless, they have a common opponent in Venom Guerrero. And when I saw AJ against Venom and I saw Vito against Venom, I mean, just the damage, you know, that they can do is amazing. So, like I said, the only people who are going to be winning out of this are the fans. So, Mike, let me take a quick break, reset. We'll get these last two matches in, and then we'll come back right after. Hang on, everybody.
Sounds drive.
That has a Rocky vibe to it, bro.
Yeah, so this is the test show for the new board that Mike actually, which is the epitome of progression. Hey, man, let's take this to another level. But unfortunately, you know, my computer skills are leave a lot to be desired. Let's just say that. But hey, it's cool that we have some more stuff because as the Pacific Wrestling Alliance progresses and gets to that next level, you know, we're going to definitely have some more people on. But real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at Scoop Slam Radio. When I hear Scoop Slam, Mike, it takes me back because like I was watching North Carolina play and it's like history. You know what I mean? Like North Carolina when they had Michael Jordan and, you know, all those people at Georgetown. was classic with Patrick Ewing and stuff like that. So when I hear Stoops, it just gives me history. But anyways, we'll talk a little bit about the big show coming up. It's Pacific Wrestling Alliance. It's the PWA World Cup. It's going to be Saturday, February 10th. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. The doors open. If you got VIP, you're coming in at 5:30. Special meet and greet with the wrestlers. And are you going to be there too?
Of course. And can I say something?
Go for it.
There's going to be live music, drinks, food. It's for sure going to get your money's worth.
I would agree. I think if they have some Flamin' Hot Gator chips, speaking of classics, when I first started working Michael Parks and Jermaine Busby were in a tower watching cars, and I made
there'll be no Gator chips.
He was either Mike or Jermaine, and said, "Yeah, get me some Flamin' Hot Gator chips and something else." Like, and then I remember playing dominoes, and Mike knew what I had in my hand before he go, "Okay, Dan's got the double six," and I'm like, "You know what I got in my hand?" But anyways, a big show coming up. I got to tell you, my ticket sales have been really hot. The UPS guys bought out the third row of my section, and then there's a neurology doctor office that's in the front. And one of the girls that's friends with Nicolette, she said, "Hey, can you bring me a flyer or whatever? I want to take my family." Like, okay, cool. So I take the flyer to the front desk, and I'm like, "Can you give this to Victoria?" And they're looking at me, "What is this?" And I go, "It's the Luchas. We got a big – I love Lucha Libre." So – real quick, props to the neurology department at Torrance Surgery Center, Suite 101. They bought out the fourth row. So, I mean, it's a, you know what? Since they bought the fourth row, let's give them this. That goes out to the neurology department. So,
What's funny is my group at work, I work for the Southern California Gas. And I work for data distribution, and everybody's like, "Hey, are we going to have our own section?" And
yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, everybody show up, and yeah, you'll have your own section." So like, okay, so I'm like, "Okay, cool, let's go."
Yeah.
You know what I want to talk about while we're still talking about the show? Rudo Ram, Mike Canales, SoCal Crazy, Legendary.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't know why I was at work yesterday, and I had a vision. I was driving to Metroflex and stopped by Pepe's Tacos. And I stopped by Pepe, and I was like, and
what?
I stopped. Yes. And Rudo Ram was working in the drive thru. And I said, what in the entire hell are you doing? He was like, "Miguel, my friend, I'm here for the show." And I'm like, "You're here for the show doing what? Because all you're doing right now is you're just working and telling people." No. He got into an argument with somebody in the drive-thru. And I'm like, "You know what? You can't go nowhere, Rudo Ram, without getting into something." That's your homeboy.
Dude,
you said put him on the show, but you know what? I'm worried about him. He needs help.
He's out of control, but you know, because it's a little bit of a drive to San Ysidro, and I took him after the Lucha Libre Alliance show, and he tries to come as much as he can, whatever, get work or whatever. But he specifically chose Hector or whatever. And I'm like, "Well, why did you choose Hector?" He goes, "Dude, you see the shape that dude's in, and regardless of whatever, that's somebody who could follow me." He goes, "And we're just going to completely destroy SoCal Crazy." And, you know, Legendaryl is the one who called Mike and said, "Hey, look, man, I want to be a part of this." And Mike was the one who said, "Well, you're going to have to step up the game. I'm going to put you in there with Hector and Rudo Ram." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I can do it. I can take the challenge, and I'm up for it," or whatever. So let's take it around the horn again. We'll go to Pumpkin Spice this time. Legendaryl taking a big step up. He's going to team with SoCal Crazy, who is a SoCal legend. He's been around for a long time
Oh, yeah.
or whatever. And they're going to be taking on Rudo Ram and Hector Canales. So you give me your thoughts on that real quick, and then we'll go to Mike.
On Hector Canales?
On that match.
I think that match is going to be slamming big time Hector Canales. You see the shake that dude's in looking like Latin Lover 2.0?
Yeah, that's
so
come on. There you go. Come on, Mike. Come on, Pumpkin Spice. Yeah,
and so he's just coming back from Japan. He did a stint out there with the new Michinoku Takamikinocho company.
Michinoku. Yeah. And his wife were going to be wrestling against Ruta Lamp and Nicolette.
Yep.
I think that match is going to be slamming.
I got some breaking news, but go ahead. So you think they're going to take it?
Yeah, I think Ruta Lamp and Nicolette will take it home big time. Not even a conversation.
I don't think so, but I do have some breaking news. Hold on, let me see what I'll give this for breaking news. Hit it. Perfect. Here's the breaking news. I spoke to Nicolette and I spoke to Rudo Ram. We're getting new gear for this show.
From Nebraska.
Kiro's moved out to Nebraska, and there's a huge snowstorm, so they haven't been able to send it out. Kiro's is like, dude, we can't even get out of the house, let alone go to the post office and send the stuff. So that's going to add extra anger to the show or whatever. So I'm looking forward to that match because that's a matchup where people don't know what's going to happen. You mix Rudo Ram and Hector Canales, and now with Nicolette coming in with the beauty factor that's going to throw them off. But then you got SoCal Crazy's woman, Kaya Kimura, or I can't remember her name or whatever.
And
it's going to make it even more interesting, right?
And you don't mess with Latina Barbie, a.k.a. Nicolette, about her gear.
Going up against Japanese Kia Kimura, who's got the mean kicks or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to add
extra
to that too. So Mike, give me your thoughts on that match real quick, other than Rula Ram trying to get it every can.
You know, again, my concern is how are we going to keep that man focused on his
under
match?
control the
last time I saw him, he was at the corner of Bloomfield and Carson. And he was trying to get people to come into the gym, but yet he was on the corner fighting with people. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. You got arrested. So, yes, he was.
Legit
now,
crazy.
He is legit. He's legit 5150.
Oh, sorry. That was
bad. But I think we have the two people that can keep Rudo Ram and Hector Canales in check with SoCal Crazy and Legendary.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Somebody might get their ass whooped.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. We're going to see if Hector can keep Rudo Ram under check because, again, once that bell rings, that's your partner.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make sure your partner is okay.
Yeah.
So we, those of us in the back, we have nothing to do with this. Once that, guys take that, once Rudo Ram and Hector take that walk to the ring, Hector, that's your boy.
Oh yeah.
You gotta make sure your boy is all right. So I don't know. You need to give him a hug, give him a teddy bear, give him something.
This is crazy. But real quick, Mike, let's get to that big one-on-one match so we can get, because we're running up against the clock. I want to get to a quick little bit of news,
brother. Let me tell you something.
Go for it.
Cut you off. This is a first time match. This is a first time matchup. These two have never gone one on one with each other, and I'm talking about Guy Cool and Rickster. They have never. This is the first time in their career that they've gone one on one. This is serious business. Rickster cut a promo. He said, "Either you with me, or you with Guy Cool."
I don't know if you guys seen Rickster, but that guy is legit crazy. I don't know if you seen him when he comes out.
He's super fast.
Yes, super fast.
We have to do this to him. great.
He's like,
that's a match that you actually wanted and you put together, right?
Oh, yeah. Because, number one, I love both of them. I think both of them bring something totally different to the business. Rickster is Wolverine on steroids, and Guy Cool is just Guy Cool. If you've never seen him before, come to the show, you'll see what we're talking about. Guy Cool is just Guy Cool. And so to have both of them, and they both can wrestle. They both can go. There's no doubt about it. And so to have both of them on the show, but being that this is their first time ever going one-on-one, number one, I believe that it's a privilege for PWA to be able to put this on. And the good thing is both of them are excited.
Right.
They've been wanting to do this, but no other promoter has ever thought about putting them together. And we're the first ones to say, hey, let's do it.
Right.
Let's get this going. Let's see what you guys both bring to the table against each other. Go ahead.
And real quick, Mason, Pumpkin Spice, you've actually taken the gear back for Guy Cool before. Do you take the megaphone back to the back, or does he want it left in the ring?
I take it back.
You do?
Yeah, I take it back. And I don't know if you guys heard, but Black Dallas is signing with...
Man, we're getting to the news, and we ain't even there yet. Mike, since he let the cat out of the bag, let me take another quick break, and we'll get to the news. Hang on, everybody. We'll
Let's
be right
go.
Back up.
Let's Bye. Go. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? So rock it. Can you feel it? So
rock it. Now that he let the cat out of the bag, we're going to do this. Hey, but real quick for the people listening, talking a little bit about the big PW. We're calling it home stretch because we're in the home stretch. It's right around the corner, and it's been a lot of work. Michael Parks can tell you it's been a lot of work to get it here, so we definitely look forward to checking that out. So Mike, give that website address one more time, because they can buy tickets on the website as well, right?
Yeah, but you can also go to Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite, and once you go to Eventbrite, you can type in PWA World Cup, and our event will show up for February 10th. You can purchase your tickets right there, or you can go to Wix.com. Type in PWA, and our website will come up, and you guys can also do that as well.
Perfect. Seriously, you got to get your tickets. I would get you my tickets early, because it might be a sellout. I mean, the tickets have been, especially around this as we're getting closer. But I wanted, so we're running up against the clock. I want to talk about the news real quick, but Mason already let the cat out of the bag. You know, Black Tharus has signed with AEW.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He will not be going under the name as Black Tharus.
Yeah, because Triple A owns the name.
Yeah, Triple A.
Yeah. So, Mike, real quick, dude, give me your thoughts on that. I think that is a good move. He can not only work there, but if he wants to work a little bit of Triple A, he can. But they send that dude to New Japan, which they have a working relationship with.
Yeah.
He's going to do damage.
Especially with Jeff Cobb. I would pay money
to
see
to see them one-on-one.
And I hope Bandido is still working for WWE.
For AEW.
Because it's Black Dallas and Bandido.
Yeah, those dudes have wrestled in PWG and made magic. Mike, what do you think?
Big time.
Well, we don't have enough time to go through this.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he has signed AEW, because now he can make some good money. And this almost goes back to the first show we ever did 25, 26 years ago. And that was when Damian Sikosis, they signed their contract with WCW.
Right.
That was good money for them. My problem is this. He's signing there, but what are they going to do with him?
What do you mean?
What are they going to do with him? Because you have You have AEW, and you have Ring of Honor. You have two separate entities, but you're not running it like that. You're running it under one umbrella, and you have all this talent, but it's like
they don't know how.
What are you going to do with him now? Because he's not a mid carder. You can't put Black Taurus as a mid carder. That
right.
dude, if pushed correctly, that dude could hold your belt. That's how good he is.
But dude,
I'm being dead honest.
Right.
What are your plans for him? Because again, go ahead.
Let me take it around the horn. To me, if it was me, do you know what I would do? I would bring him in and I would have him, Rey Fénix and Penta Cero Miedo go against the black family or whatever for the six-man belt and put the six-man belt on them, because there's a lot of talent out there for the six-man. Get his feet wet,
okay,
and then let him go on his own. But people,
okay,
wrestling.
What are you gonna do with Neville? Because that is he, Rey Fénix, and we know who he is. They're the top three. So what are you gonna do now? You're gonna kick him out and put Black Taurus in?
Yep. I would. When he first got hurt. Go ahead.
But again, honest to God, and I'm being very serious now. How do you do that? Because Neville's coming back in better shape than he was when he went out. How do you just say, hey, Neville, you know what?
I'm excited for when Kenny Omega comes back, because Kenny Omega and Black Dallas could work some matches, especially that. What's his name? Bounty Hunter or something like that?
Yeah.
That used to work for PCW. That guy's pretty good.
But
one of the moves I'm gonna use at the PWA show is the Prince.
Swerve Strickland.
The Prince Nana.
Yeah. But Mike, regardless, like he said, when Kenny Omega comes back, you put Black Dottos against him, they're gonna make magic. But that's where it all comes down to Tony Khan or whatever. But regardless, whatever. Even if they bury him, at least he got to get out there. People know what he's like. He's going to make some money. He's going to be able to buy a house.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
So, hey, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, trust me, you guys, I'm not hating.
No,
I
know.
I just don't want somebody who has amazing talent get buried because people don't know how to utilize him correctly.
Which has happened quite often.
You know, I mean, I'll case in point.
Yeah. Well, Roosh,
why isn't Roosh being pushed better than he is now?
Yeah.
Roosh ought to be the Ring of Honor heavyweight champion he was before he went out with that sickness that he had.
Right.
He never lost the belt.
Right.
He got sick.
Right. Which was not his fault.
It wasn't his fault at all.
Yeah.
So how come, you know, when you revived Ring of Honor, you didn't say, "Hey, Roosh, we'll take your rightful place," because that was where you were before you went down, before you got sick. So
well,
it's
I'm just
like,
glad.
No. And I get it.
I'm just glad he's
there.
I'm just glad so we can see him.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad he made it, but. Part of me says I wish he was staying in TNA, because TNA about to set it off.
Yeah.
TNA about to do some stuff.
Yeah,
and
they're picking
TNA. Oh man, really? And the curveball might be, what is Okada gonna do?
Yeah.
His contract's at the end of the month. What
is
he gonna do? Where's he gonna go?
Real quick,
you know,
Mike, only because we're running up against the clock. For the people listening who say, hey, man, it's Saturday night. It's close to 5 o'clock. You got the 49ers and the Packers coming up. We got Collision coming up, and then the prelims for UFC. So we're going to get out of here. You guys will hear this on Tuesday. So home stretch, man. Big show coming up. We're looking forward to it. Any last words for you before we get out of here, Mason?
Yes. I don't know if you've seen Mike, but Andrade is actually in CML. He's looking without a contract right now.
They want to get him back, but he's looking without a contract.
Andrade,
Rouge, Black Darus, man, they could really do some damage.
And Ray Phoenix and Fanta.
That's what I'm saying.
When we're talking about TNA, TNA isn't like back in the day, like Sting, Darian,
right.
Loki and all that.
Exactly.
It's not like it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. Mike.
Pumpkin Spice, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing. If you're going to bring a new version of TNA, which I'm hoping that they do, you know, bring Andrade.
Yeah.
Get out of your contract with AEW. Come over to TNA. Because you guys, TNA, they're going to show some stuff. I hope to God AEW does the right thing with all the talent that they have, because they could do some major damage to WWE. One, they got to get the storytelling together, and two, they got to know how to take care of their talent. Right now, they're not, and it's showing. You know what I mean? Oh, and we didn't even touch Joe and Hook,
which has been a big controversy too. But anyways, for the people listening, don't forget Big Show coming up. It's going to be the PWA World Cup. It's Saturday, February 10th at Metroplex Gym. We went over the whole card. It's just going to be slamming. There's a lot of...
Gordon.
Yeah, there's a lot of reason for people to go and check it out, because they don't know what's going to happen. So we look forward to that. So Mike, give that Eventbrite number and the website and everything one more time.
You can go to Eventbrite, type in PWA World Cup. Our event will show up. Just click on it, and it says tickets. Click on it, purchase your tickets, show up on February 10th. If you're VIP, show up at 5:30, so you can come in and meet and greet with the wrestlers. And just get ready for a very exciting show. We've put together something that's going to shake people up. So we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to the fans showing up.
It's going to be slamming. I'm telling you, man, we work day and night on this show that people have no idea. So hopefully next Tuesday, the Tuesday after this one coming up, which you guys will be hearing this Tuesday, we'll get some of these guys on, get their thoughts, last minute thoughts as the show's right around the corner. So we definitely look forward to that. Mike, I'll see you on Tuesday so we can tell the people to go to the show that we're taping right now. And we'll keep working on this box, and we'll just keep getting to that next level. Right, my man?
That'll work.
All right, man. I'll see you soon. I'm going to hit every button before we get out of here. Hold on.
Ha, 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 ha.